projects that are anticipated. And this subcommittee reports back to the Volusia Roundtable of elected officials. The subcommittee meetings are also open to the public if anyone has an interest in participating. And also, there is a new Florida League of Cities committee. The committee was created this year. It's called the Training and Advisory Committee, and I was appointed to be a member. And we were brought together to see how we can improve training for all the newly elected officials. Those of you who have listened to me with what the Volusia League of Cities does, we've had mentorship programs for the newly elected and workshops. But there is a desire to really address what appears to be areas that could be lacking. We're not talking about public records education or the sunshine laws. What we're talking about is how to interact with your city manager, how to interact with your attorney, how do you conduct yourself at council meetings, how do you interact with residents. These are things that actually are not taught, not in a specific way. So our recommendations will go to the Florida League Board of Directors, and hopefully it will result and facilitate in some kind of additional webinars and trainings for the newly elected. I also attended the American Flood Coalition Executive Committee. We discussed the impact of the loss of BRIC. That's the pre-disaster FEMA funding to mitigate our risks. And the Flood Coalition is advocating reformation, get a reversal of that decision, and maybe resume funding. Now, we know there's a strong possibility of the dismantling of FEMA. The American Flood Coalition is looking at this as an opportunity. Let me explain that. They've been working for years with their federal partners trying to reform the FEMA process. We know it's convoluted, it's complicated, and there are significant delays in payouts. The hope of the coalition is that through their advocacy for reforming rather than dismantling, that they will be able to keep funding and that will have some traction. But I've worked with them for years, and they have been working with the federal partners. I want to take the opportunity to thank Becky, for the podcast. She worked so hard to create our podcast platform along with all the other platforms, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity for our residents to learn about the different departments, what the department heads do, what the staff does, and Becky's a natural. If you heard her, she is a natural. So thank you, Becky. And finally, I do hope everyone will join the Ponsonlet Veterans Memorial Association for Memorial Day. That's Monday, May 26th at 9 o'clock a.m. And thank you, everyone. Thank you again. So we now have from our town manager, Mike.
Yes, thanks. I'd also like to congratulate Becky on the first successful podcast. That was something that she came up with. I mean, she made that happen, and she found the place to do it. She found the topic. Remember, she came to the council to ask for the name of it. She's made this happen on her own, and so far it's going really well. I thought that first episode was great. So, just a few other announcements. You saw in the written manager's report about the upcoming closure of the South Boat Ramp at the Port Orange Causeway. That's expected to start in August and is expected to last about 10 to 12 months. So we are also expecting a lot more boat traffic to come into Ponce Inlet. Our police is going to be staffing appropriately to make sure those that go smoothly. But I just want to throw this out there. Something that council may want to look at is increasing our parking fine for parking violations. Port Orange and New Smyrna are charging about $100. If we want to look at this as a deterrent, you know, ours is right now is about $45. So just something to think about. If you'd like us to proceed on that, please let us know. Some other updates. Crosswalk striping has been installed on South Atlantic Avenue of B Street and also Lighthouse Drive, and the other intersections are expected to be done this week. And then the new generator has been installed at the community center, and the replacement generators of Public Works and Fire are expected to be installed in the next 6 weeks or so. So we're very happy to have that done before hurricane season starts. And then Public Works Building B, that's expected to be demolished in June. and that will occur once the asbestos has been removed and the electrical service has been disconnected. All the storage things that have been stored there, that's all been moved out now, so we're just waiting on those last two things. And then a reminder that the fire truck push-in ceremony is 10 o'clock. That'll be tomorrow at the station, so the public is welcome to attend that. And then lastly, with Memorial Day, town offices will be closed. That's it.
Thank you, Mike. Patrick?
I have no report other than to say it's always a privilege to be in your town, and I thank you all for having me.
Oh, thank you, Patrick. And we're down to our last 2 minutes for citizen participation. It's another opportunity for our citizens to talk to us for 2 minutes before closure of the meeting, and the comments are directed towards the reports right now that were provided by the town council, manager, and our attorney on agenda items 14 through 16 of the meeting agenda. Does anyone have anything that they wish to say? Yes, Mr. Fields.
Steve Field, Six Mars. I just want to say that I thought I thanked Kim appropriately in my email, because I did really appreciate all of her all the information, but I wasn't as good as you guys. But,
no,
she did.
And we were all so appreciative. Well, we're appreciative of your questions. That's important to us to know what you're thinking. They're good questions. If you have it, most other people may have it. And Kim did an excellent, excellent job. Yes, no, you were very appreciative.
Okay, you guys did it much better.
Yeah, she appreciated your comment more than she did ours.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fields. We appreciate that. And if there are no other comments, our meeting is adjourned at 4:06.